Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. We are so thrilled to have Meg Carlson on the program. She is a president and CEO of Melt. Hello there, Meg. So great to have you.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be talking to you today.
You know, we hear about healthy butter alternatives, and you hear, no, butter's better, no, margarine's better, no, this is better, no, that is better. But, you know, we do our research here on the program, and we only talk about products that we believe in and feel are beneficial for our health. So jump right in. Tell us about Melt.
Melt is a luscious butter improvement that is truly good for you because of the blend of healthy fats that we use. So it delivers this wonderful sweet cream butter taste. And it is made with virgin coconut oil, and we blend that with flaxseed for high omega-3s. So you're getting a lot of positive health benefits and a wonderfully tasting product that allows you to enjoy your food.
Meg, I love how you described it as luscious, because it really, really is. I mean, we use Melt at home. I've tweeted about Melt. We talk about Melt a lot. We work with Melt, and it's what's so great about Melt too, Meg, is that you can really use it for anything. You could use it on your baked potatoes, or you can use it for baking. I mean, you can use it for so many different things. So some people like myself, I don't eat any butter because I'm dairy intolerant. So I actually stay away from it. I use Melt all the time instead. And it tastes delicious. It's amazing. I mean, talk a little bit about, you know, why the company started. I mean, I know there's a story behind it. And it, I mean, maybe just like a minute or two about what brought to the discovery or to the creation of Melt.
The company was founded by a woman named Signia Rapp when she had digestive issues and was put on a restricted diet, including elimination of nearly all dairy foods and butter. And she started experimenting about 10 years ago in her kitchen, combining virgin coconut oil with flaxseed oil so that she would get the health benefits of both products. And that was really the beginning of the journey that she and I have been on together.
Oh, that is so nice. It's really nice because for people who are vegan or like Andrea and I don't do well with dairy. And there's so many people who don't. And then they feel like, well, you know, maybe I can just use coconut oil. But that could be really strong for some people in certain recipes. And the nice thing about Melt is that it tastes really good. You're going to get that buttery flavor. And I know you have sticks too, right? So that way people who like to bake can use it instead of having to go to another oil that might be too strong or might be one of those vegetable oils that we want to avoid.
Oh, like trans fats.
Yes, that's right. So this is a brand new product that we're launching right now, and we have optimized the Melt blend using just three oils, virgin coconut oil, high oleic sunflower oil, and palm fruit oil, all sustainably sourced, non-GMO. Those three oils have a similar or even higher melt and smoke point as butter, and because they're not highly processed vegetable oils that are going to produce oxidants when they get to higher temperature, you're not having the same experience you would if you were eating a margarine type product in stick form. And they also perform
great.
Now,
what does high oleic mean for people who aren't familiar?
High oleic means it's a monounsaturated fat.
Okay. All right. And so you were saying you have the three. And I think that's good because you want to make sure. So you have the safflower, did you say coconut oil and olive oil?
It's actually a sunflower, high oleic sunflower oil, virgin coconut oil, which is unrefined, and a palm fruit oil. And it has more coconut oil than our basic spread so that you get nice firm texture. And it still has the same nice dairy notes on the end that we're using with an organic compliant butter flavor.
Meg, talk a little bit about the new probiotic spread that you just came out with. I brought Melt on TV with me, and I've talked about it. We even did a Facebook Live and talked about Melt and on our Facebook Live, and I'm a big fan, obviously, of probiotics. Talk a little bit about that spread and the benefit, obviously, how probiotics are integrated into it.
So we're very excited as well about this new product because it seems to be a perfect fit for Melt given the founder's authentic need for addressing digestive issues. And she's been a big fan of probiotics for many, many years. So we partnered with a company called Ganaden, and they make a probiotic that is Bacillus coagulans that has been optimized to go through food processing and deliver a required minimum quantity when you consume the product. So unlike a yogurt, where the product has the highest level of live and active cultures when it is produced, this strain of probiotic is activated when it hits your stomach. So two tablespoons, it contain 1 billion colony-forming units, CFUs, which is the daily recommended dose for this particular strain of probiotic. And the recommended dose varies depending on which strains or combination of strains you are consuming.
I love it. It's called, we call it, I guess, functional foods, right, Meg? So when we find some type of nutrient or benefit within those foods. So I think that's amazing. I didn't realize that it only activates once it hits your stomach. So this is, I guess, the gonadin is a specific probiotic that is used in food or functional food so that it goes to work once we ingest it, right?
That is correct, yes. Functional food and beverages, yes, Beth. And they've done a lot of clinical trials, over 25 clinical trials, and have a long history of being science-based in terms of delivering what they promise.
Good. Well, we like science-based. All right, I want to move on to palm oil. So having worked with you with Melt for many years now, you know, we do get asked sometimes about the palm oil and the fact, and I love that you talked about it, it was, you know, sustainably sourced. Talk a little bit about palm oil and how some companies, I mean, you don't have to mention other companies, but just how you do it better and how there's no issue with the palm oil that you put into Melt.
So we're fortunate that we have been sustainably sourcing our palm fruit oil from a company who has sought out that deliverable for many, many years. And the palm fruit oil that we source actually comes from Colombia, and the bulk okay. of the palm kernel oil that's the problem is coming from Indonesia, where it is mm-hmm. not fair trade or sustainably sourced. The mm-hmm. supplier that we work with just recently secured their Fair Trade USA certification as well. So not only is it sustainably sourced for the environment and the climate and the forest, but the farmers are also guaranteed a livable wage.
Which I love. So for any of you who are listening and are concerned about palm oil, obviously using Melt is not an issue. And, the palm oil that's used in Melt is completely good to use and okay to use. So I love that you said that, Meg. All right. So we only have about a minute and a half left. I want to talk a little bit about baking and how, you know, do you have recipes on your website? I know we post Melt on our website on Naturally Savvy, but, you know, just talk a little bit about the baking aspect of Melt and how it's so awesome for it.
We do have a whole section of recipes for both baking and cooking, and we've been fortunate in that quite a large number of independent bloggers have discovered Melt, baked with it, shared their recipes, talked about how beautifully it performs. So if you're using something other than butter that's a vegetable oil-based product, not only are you concerned about the source of the vegetable oil, but often those baked goods are not going to rise the same. They're going to be flatter, and so our particular product for baking and cooking has also been optimized for that purpose.
I love that. And for those of you who are listening to and you think, oh, I use a margarine that has, you know, it says zero trans fats on the label. Well, if it has mono and diglycerides in it, then it has trans fats. I'm sad to say. So use Melt. Melt does not have any trans fats. They are Naturally Savvy approved. We work with them and have been for many years, like I mentioned. So Meg, thank you for being on a show. And I'm going to, for those of you who want to visit Melt's website, you can go to meltorganic.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Melt Organic. We do some awesome Twitter parties with them. And they have different flavors as well. They've got original, they've got honey, and they've got chocolate. So a really great spread alternative. Thank you, Meg, for being on the show.
Thank you so much. We hope to have more Melt Maniacs every day.
I love that. Melt Maniacs. Very cute. All right. I'm Andrew Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. And now this summer, instead of putting regular butter or margarine that has trans fats, use Melt on your corn and anything else. Stay well.